Welcome everyone, Mezah Hashem, Kantina Pel Yoitz, Shir number 302 on the topic of Dibur speech, specifically focusing on the Asara Zichroinos, or Shei Zichroinos, that are recited after davening in the morning, after Shir Shal Yoim or Aleinu, depending on how you daven, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfard. There are 10 Zichroinos, and we had mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim last time. And the purpose and the focus is to be makir toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every single aspect of chesed, all the chesedim. V'hakol poine el mokoim echud lahakir oitzim yucholtoi. Everything, the whole focus of thanking Hashem, of being makir toiv, is for this one goal, to have this one goal in mind, to recognize the full scope of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. Lahakir oitzim yucholtoi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is focused and watching on each and every one of us. One of the difficult nisyonos we have in life is when a person feels he's all alone. But the more and more we're makir toiv for what we do have, and we realize it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to us. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. We won't feel alone. It's the love Hashem has for us. It's the affection HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for each and every one of us. And in turn, this will inspire us to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to do the mitzvahs, the shleimus, the way we're supposed to do mitzvahs. We now turn our attention to Shabbos and Maimar HaSinai. V'chein b'schiras HaShabbos u'Maimar HaSinai. So too, when we mention and we say it with our mouth, we say the words of Shabbos and remembering Maimar HaSinai. So he says, Lav Dafka. The mitzvah to remember Shabbos and the mitzvah to remember Maimar HaSinai is not only these mitzvahs. Ela im yizkor toives HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to remember once again the Toivas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the acts of Chesed Hashem does for us, V'Rav Tuva Asher Gamalnu, all of the abundant goodness Hashem constantly gives us, bestows upon us, V'Asher Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael V'Hir B'Lem Toiro Mitzvos Mishpatei Hashem Yisharim. He says, what's one of those things that we have to be makir toiv to Hashem for? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here b'lem Torah mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvahs, gave us the Torah HaKadosha. Maimar HaSinai is the GPS to life. The word Torah means Hayra, means instructions. There's a maisa with Reb Chatzkel Levinstein Zatzal. The Meir Mashkiach, and later on, the Panavotcha Mashkiach. And his Talmidim brought in the lamp, a simple lamp, to plug in and give him some more light in his room. They take out the lamp, the wire, and it's wrapped up, they unwrap it, and they go plug it in. And in the box is an instructions on how to work the lamp. And he picks up the instructions, and Reb Chatzkel starts dancing around. And the Talmidim obviously wonder, like, Rebbe, my high, what's going on? What's so exciting about a piece of paper that gives instructions on how to use a lamp? He says, because this piece of paper is a simon, a zarayah to Torah min haShemayim. How is the instructions on plugging in the cord to the outlet and putting the bulb and turning the knob to turn on the lamp? How is this a simin, a raya, a proof to Maimon HaSinai? And he said as follows. If there are instructions for something so simple, that the person, when you bought the lamp from the person, he gives you instructions of how to plug the lamp in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Adam and puts him in this massive world. Will he not give the person instructions on how to use this world? How to live in this world? How to be successful in this world? That's exactly what the Torah HaKadosha is. It's our instruction booklet. How to live one's life in this world. We have the 248 Ramach Mitzvahs Asay, the positive mitzvahs. Go do this. Stay on the road. And the 365, the Shasa Mitzvahs Lois Asay. And they tell you, don't take the wrong exit. Don't get off the wrong place. Stay on target. Do the mitzvahs and don't violate, don't transgress the averus. This is what it means to remember the chesed Hashem has done for us. He gave us the Torah HaKadosha. He gave us instructions how to live our life. And Maamar Har Sinai. That's what it's all about. The awe, the trepidation that Klal Yisrael had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, I am Hashem your God, Asher Tisich Meretz Yisrael. This is for us to think about, to appreciate. And then we have Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is for us to reconnect, recharge our batteries. And then in this generation, we turn the cell phones off. It's the best feeling. Everyone's connected to the cell phones, even for good things. But now, Baruch Hashem, come Shabbos, turn off the computers, turn off the cell phones, and it's just the Kedusha Shabbos with your family and friends, and above all, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we recharge ourselves, we recharge our connection, whether it's working for a whole week, and we have an opportunity to learn more, or to just focus on the beauty of Shabbos Kodesh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bairi Olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. B'asher rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakos es Yisrael v'hirbalem Torah mitzvahs, mishpatei Hashem yisharm. The more Torah and the more mitzvahs that we have, is that because this is what we're supposed to be busy with our lives. We have so many distractions in this generation. The focus is supposed to be the Torah mitzvahs. Einanu chesed godlum yizeh. Says the Pelioitz, there's no greater act of kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Maamar Har Sinai, gave us the Torah HaKadosha, gave us Shabbos Kodesh. Gam dibur zeh lemitzvah yichoshev. And when a person says this, the zechira, the remembrance of Maamar Har Sinai, and the zechira of Shabbos Kodesh, this is also a mitzvah.